Zalmay Khalilzad is expected to be confirmed soon by the Senate as U.S. representative to the United Nations. His predecessor John Bolton stepped down last year because he could not win confirmation. Khalilzad was the U.S. ambassador to Iraq. Last week, he told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that stabilizing Iraq would be one of his main priorities. Richard Haass was an advisor to former Secretary of State Colin Powell. He says Khalilzad is likely to have to focus on other pressing issues, beginning with Iran.
The UN right now is the central arena where you're trying to fashion an international consensus against Iran so that it does not continue with its uranium enrichment program, which could one day turn into a nuclear weapons program. I would think that's issue number one. After that, you would have such issues as stopping the genocide in Darfur in Western Sudan. You would have also keeping the pressure on the situation in Lebanon and seeing that the legal and political inquiry continues and that the Syrians are not let off for what they clearly were or had orchestrated in the assassination of the former prime minister there.
Given that Ambassador Bolton was a critic of the UN and perceived as confrontational, what kind of environment will Khalilzad find himself stepping into at the UN?
Well, I think there is some damage that needs to be repaired. But on the other hand, he also therefore gets a tremendous boost. He's a fresh face. He's someone who comes with a good reputation from his experiences in both Iraq and Afghanistan. So I think, to borrow from Woody Allen, to the extent that 90% of life is showing up, he realizes a bit of progress and a bit of improvement simply by showing up and not having all that baggage with him.
Is there anybody that Zalmay Khalilzad could be compared to historically, that is to say, on the level of influence that that person has?
I would put it a different way. There's two types, traditionally, of U.S. ambassadors to the U.N. One type is those who come to New York, who come to the U.N. and use it something as a podium. And they use it as a way to speak to the world from the position of the United States. And John Bolton was very much in that category. A second type of ambassador to the UN, and I would put Ambassador Khalilzad much more in this camp, is more of an insider, more working within the UN rather than fighting against it.
Then how much influence can a U.S. ambassador to the UN actually have? Because it does seem that matters of great importance are handled directly by the Secretary of State and her top advisors.
Well, I think you've got it exactly right. At the end of the day, any U.S. representative to the U.N. can affect things, but more at the margins, not so much fundamentally, because foreign policy is not made in New York by the United States or anyone else. So what the Secretary of State, what the President decide is much more important because they send the instructions to the U.S. representative. That said, ambassadors can make a difference. A lot is negotiated late at night at the U.N., and the willingness of the ambassador to make some compromises, then his or her ability to sell those compromises back in Washington can count for something. So maybe it's 5 or 10% of the ultimate policy, but a lot of history happens in the range of 5 or 10%.
Richard Haass is president of the Council on Foreign Relations. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Renee. All best.